thank you for joining us for Life and Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call in now with your tax questions at 800-818-2255 or locally at 247-7282 or 353-4674.
And welcome to the program. Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Doing good, Ben. How are you?
Fine. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, Ben, I think we probably should have done the final countdown song as our intro this morning.
We are in that final countdown, aren't we? Yeah, remind me of that.
That's right. So, you know, we're on it. Next mm-hmm. week is the week. You know, again, this year, a weird tax day, April mm-hmm. 17th. Mm-hmm. We've mentioned it. April 15th falls on a Sunday, which is our traditional tax day, and then April 16th is actually a holiday in the District of Columbia, Emancipation Day.
Where the IRS lives.
Yeah. So therefore, we are April 17th this year with mm-hmm. regards to filing. So you get till Tuesday to actually mm-hmm. get those returns submitted. But, you know, the good news is, Ben, is for those that procrastinate, you can always procrastinate a little bit farther with your taxes. Free extensions. 6 months, you'd be due by October 15th, sorry, mm-hmm. Of 2018. If you just get your form 4868 submitted to the service, and just bear in mind, Ben, no correlation between increased audit rates mm-hmm. and those people that extend their tax returns.
Right. Okay.
So, you know, it's one of those things. The question is, well, if I extend, is that going to somehow wave a red flag, for the service? The answer to that is that in the statistical data, no, it just doesn't do it. But what does do it is amending your return.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what I'd tell you is you're better off going ahead and getting that extension request filed, and, you know, going, punting it down the road a little bit than doing something and making a mistake.
Right.
And making an error and then having to go back and file an amended return, because there is statistical data that backs up the fact that if you amend your return, that your audit rate is going to increase potentially.
Now, if you owe taxes, you have to make a good faith effort to estimate what those were going to be and pay them, right?
Exactly right. So again, it's an extension to file, not an extension to pay.
Mm-hmm.
So at the time that you file that extension, that 4868, it asks you to go ahead and send in a payment if you think you're going to owe. You know, a lot of times been looking at your last year's return and figuring out what you may have owed if your tax attributes haven't changed drastically. That's probably a good faith estimate as to what you think you know you're going to owe. The other thing I'll tell you is that there is a way to get 120 extra days to pay.
Mm-hmm.
You can call the service and ask them if you can get the 120 days. And the only thing that will be affected there is you'll pay a little bit of interest
mm-hmm.
Based upon the fact that you're paying after the deadline, but no penalties would be associated with paying late. So, you know, if you're out there,
what reasons do you have to give?
Just you know,
ask for it.
Yeah, good faith. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, just call in, ask for it. It's not the freebie, just send in the form and, you know, mm-hmm. you get it. It is one of those where you need to just call in, speak to them and let them know, you know, why you need the extra 120 days. I think any kind of good faith, you know, answer will be sufficient.
And they just flag your account or something. You don't mm-hmm. have to send in another form with it.
No, they flag it and then they'll
let
amazing.
You know. That's amazing. I mean, I've never heard of anything that you did with IRS that didn't involve a form.
Yeah. So you call in, get the extra 120 days. They could send you a confirmation.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the way that you would get the extra 120 days to actually pay. And then bear in mind, Ben, we talked about this a couple weeks ago. This date, this April 17th date, obviously affects your 2017 return, but for those of you who are really big time procrastinators, if you hadn't filed that 2014 return and you think you're due a refund for it, again, it's going to close out that 2014 tax year,
mm-hmm.
with April 17th hitting. So get your 2014 return filed if you think you're owed a refund, because otherwise, poof. It's gone. It mm-hmm. goes to the government and there's no getting it back. The best case scenario is if you had to go back and file your 2014 and it showed a refund, it would be a break even proposition. You wouldn't be able to collect on it. So just, you know, bear in mind, that's out there. You know, check your info right now. You know, those W-2s, those 1099s that we've talked about, you know, make sure that you've got them all, because, you know, if you miss one on there and you file your return, and the IRS has received their copy of the mm-hmm. W-2 or 1099, you're going to get that nice little CP-2000 letter in the mail saying that we think an adjustment's required
right.
On your particular return. And the bad thing about that, Ben, is with that would come interest and penalties if you're, you know, if the tax is increased on your particular return. So just check your info and make sure that you, that you've got everything before you, you hit that e-file button or before you sign the dotted line. And that brings me up to some other mistakes that can be made.
Right, right.
You know, make sure that when you sign your return, you actually sign it. You know, sometimes your preparer will send it to you, and have a little sign here tabs, and you're supposed to sign it and send it in, and you just send it in.
Yeah.
And you forget to sign it. And that's going to cause a problem because that's not an actual filed return if it's not signed.
Oh, wow. Well, what about electronic signing though?
Yeah, e-file. So make sure you get a little PIN number.
Right.
Make sure your PIN number's correct. A lot of times, you know, you get that confirmation that your return's been accepted or rejected. If you make a mistake, a lot of times they'll pick it up early in the process and will send, say your return's been rejected. And you can try to correct that mistake. But, you know, if you're trying to get a refund or you want to make sure you get that, make sure all your numbers are correct.
Right.
Because in the event they're not, that's going to just delay your process even further. And, you know, dealing with the service is a lot of fun, especially when it's just a simple little error and you're trying to correct it. You can imagine how long it takes and how many forms you have to send in and letters and et cetera. So make sure your Social Security numbers are correct. If you get your direct deposit to your bank account, make sure your bank account information is correct. Real easy to just, you know, switch a digit there. So just check all that stuff. Another point, Ben, is that, you know, there's been a lot of talk about the new tax law, the Tax Cut and Jobs Act. Just, you know, bear in mind, this takes effect in 2018. So, you know, a lot of our listeners out there may be thinking, that somehow, some way, that law that was passed in December of last year is going to affect, because sometimes they are retroactive to the previous year. But in this particular case, it really all the measures started on January 1 of 2018. So, you know, for instance, the increased standard deduction that we've got, you know, now currently for 2017 for the taxes we're filing right now, we're looking at $6,350 for single, $12,700 for married filing jointly.
Right.
You know, those numbers increased to $12,000 and $24,000 for 2018, but you're still left with those standard deduction numbers. So, you know, you're going to be trying to get what you can get with regards to itemized deductions. This was one last year. Now, your deductions are pretty much set in stone for what you did in 2017, but don't think that, oh, yeah, that standard deduction went up, I don't need to worry about itemizing this year. That's just not going to be the case, because one last go of it for your itemized deductions. And also bear in mind some of the itemized deductions that are now limited or have gone away under the new tax proposal are still fully in effect. For instance, the deduction on property taxes and state and local tax is capped next year at $10,000 for 2018. But for 2017, it's not. So, you know, for instance, take advantage of that, you know, one last year where there's no cap on it. Go ahead and you know, utilize that if you itemize your deductions to take the get the most out of it.
Right. You could go. So this year you could go ahead and pay like a property tax ahead of time, or
So that you had to do it last year.
You're right.
To get credit for 2017.
Yeah.
So, you know, we gave you some advice towards the end of last year. That would have been a good idea to probably do, is double up in your property taxes for last year due to the fact the standard deduction was increasing. But that ship has sailed. One ship that hasn't sailed, though, Ben, and if you're looking for that last minute, you know, let's lower some taxable income, is, you know, contributing to an IRA. So, you know, you can contribute $5,500, $6,500 if you're 50-plus. And depending on your income limits, as long as you do that before April 17th, you can apply it to 2017 taxes. It can lower your taxable income, and that can make a big effect depending on what your income level is. If you're up around, you know, $62,000 single, you know, that could be a saving of $1,300 in tax you know, taxes owed. So, you know, there's one last effort. If you've kind of played around with the numbers and you see that you owe, and you're like, man, I, you know, what can I do to maybe get that number brought down, or hopefully get it to the zero side, would be to go ahead and look at and maybe contribute into an IRA, because that's really about the last thing you can do to affect your 2017 taxes.
Okay. All right. So some good information there. So, again, the deadline is the 17th of this year, which is a Tuesday. So for us procrastinators, you're ordering your software, you know, on Sunday night. So you outlined several common errors. Are we in for another whole batch of errors though with this new tax cut? And when we start looking at standard deductions changing, and we're going to have to be watching for some new cautionary things.
Yeah, we're going to see. I mean, you know, they'll work on those forms, Ben. And the good news is there's some clarity ahead of time. You know, we talked about how they'd pass these tax extenders at the very, you know, 11th right. hour, and then make them retroactive to the previous year. You know, I think we've got some clarity at least moving forward with 2018 taxes, so they can really have a chance to get the forms updated and make sure that when tax filing season starts for 2018, oh God, we don't even think about that right now, but that they'll have everything, you know, up to date and taken care of. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be a little bit of, you know, a little bit of maneuvering they'll have to do.
And tax preparing software will be also making those changes too, right?
Correct. Yeah. They'll catch back up with everything and get it squared away.
What, if you use the tax preparing software, is there a common glitch there that you might think about that, people make?
No. I mean, you know, the biggest thing is that, you know, they may point you in a direction of taking a deduction, you know, but the devil's in the details. So, you know, you may think that you qualify, but I double check something. If something just doesn't seem right to you, or you're like, well, maybe that, you know, maybe that deduction doesn't seem right, make sure that you're eligible for it.
One of those old ones, when they qualified head of household, that was the one that people get confused over.
Exactly. So just, you know, what I'd say is that there's two ways. One, don't let it point you in the direction of taking a deduction that you shouldn't take, and make sure you do your homework. And the other thing is that it's a good idea to see if there's some deductions out there that you maybe don't know about.
Right.
You know, do your homework if you're going to prepare your own taxes to see if you can get the lowest tax burden possible.
That's possible. All right. If you need to know more, you can contact the folks at Harvell & Collins, and especially Andrew Foster there, afoster@harvellandcollins.com, or call to make that appointment at 726-9050.